This is the Entry 1 listening task. Listen to the tape and then answer the questions. There are three parts. You will hear each part twice. Now look at part 1 on your paper. Listen to this.
Do you want the best choice of shoes at the best prices? Come to Peter Smith's. Come to Peter Smith's next to the train station. We have lower prices for full-time students.
Now listen to the questions. Tick the correct picture. What can you buy at Peter Smith's? What is the shop next to? Who can get lower prices at Peter Smith's? Now listen again.
Do you want the best choice of shoes at the best prices? Come to Peter Smith's. Come to Peter Smith's next to the train station. We have lower prices for full-time students.
Now listen to the questions. Tick the correct picture. What can you buy at Peter Smith's? What is the shop next to? Who can get lower prices at Peter Smith's? Now listen to part 2.
Good afternoon. This is the afternoon news. Millions of fans watch the Football World Cup begin today, and a new car factory has opened in the northeast.
Now listen to the questions. Tick the correct picture. What time of day is it? What sport is in the news? What does the new factory make? Now listen again.
Good afternoon. This is the afternoon news. Millions of fans watch the Football World Cup begin today, and a new car factory has opened in the northeast.
Now listen to the questions. Tick the correct picture. What time of day is it? What sport is in the news? What does the new factory make? Now listen to part 3.
And now, the weather. Today, it is raining in the southwest. At the moment, it is very hot and sunny in London. There are very strong winds blowing in the north today.
Now listen to the questions. Tick the correct picture. What is the weather like in the southwest? What do you need in London today? What is the weather like in the north? Now listen again.
And now, the weather. Today, it is raining in the southwest. At the moment, it is very hot and sunny in London. There are very strong winds blowing in the north today.
Now listen to the questions. Tick the correct picture. What is the weather like in the southwest? What do you need in London today? What is the weather like in the north? That is the end of the Entry 1 listening task.
This is the Entry 2 listening task. Listen and answer the questions. You will hear the people speaking and the questions twice. Now look at the questions on your paper. Listen to this.
Hello. Very hot today.
Yes, it is. How can I help?
I'd like to buy a television.
Certainly. We have plenty to choose from. What are you looking for?
I'm interested in a home cinema one. You know, with 6 speakers.
Oh, yes. Well, we have 3 to choose from.
Excellent. I'll buy this one.
A good choice. If you give me your address, we'll deliver it.
No, that's fine. I'll take it in my car.
Would you like anything else?
Yes. I'd like some film for my camera, and a 60-watt light bulb, and a pack of your videotapes there.
No problem. How would you like to pay?
By cheque, if I may.
Certainly. Altogether, that is £676.50.
Here you are. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, madam. Goodbye. Now, listen to the questions. Tick the correct pictures. What is the weather like? What does the woman want to buy? How many choices does she have? How will she take her shopping home? What else does the woman buy? Tick yes or no. How does the woman pay? What is the total price? Now, listen again.
Hello. Very hot today.
Yes, it is. How can I help?
I'd like to buy a television.
Certainly. We have plenty to choose from. What are you looking for?
I'm interested in a home cinema one. You know, with 6 speakers.
Oh, yes. Well, we have 3 to choose from.
Excellent. I'll buy this one.
A good choice. If you give me your address, we'll deliver it.
No, that's fine. I'll take it in my car.
Would you like anything else?
Yes. I'd like some film for my camera, and a 60-watt light bulb, and a pack of your videotapes there.
No problem. How would you like to pay?
By cheque, if I may.
Certainly. Altogether, that is £676.50.
Here you are. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, madam. Goodbye. Now listen to the questions again. What is the weather like? What does the woman want to buy? How many choices does she have? How will she take her shopping home? What else does the woman buy? Tick yes or no. How does the woman pay? What is the total price? That is the end of the Entry 2 listening task.
This is the Entry 3 listening task. Listen and answer the questions. You will hear the text twice. Now look at the questions on your paper. Listen to this and answer the questions.
Why not come along to our open day? There are opportunities for everybody at Central College. The open day will be held on Saturday, the 16th of April. The tutors will be expecting you at our site in Moor Lane. They'll give you all the advice and information that you need. You can find out about courses such as construction and hairdressing, English and Urdu. Our computer and drama departments will also be open for you to visit. And we're giving away free pens. Over tea or coffee, you'll be able to learn more. The doors open at 9 a.m. and will close at 8 p.m. Telephone 822 9503 and leave your name and address to book a place. Or for more information, write to Stephen Baker at the college. Why not come along and meet us? It could change your life.
Now listen again and check your answers.
Why not come along to our open day? There are opportunities for everybody at Central College. The open day will be held on Saturday, the 16th of April. The tutors will be expecting you at our site in Moor Lane. They'll give you all the advice and information that you need. You can find out about courses such as construction and hairdressing, English and Urdu. Our computer and drama departments will also be open for you to visit. And we're giving away free pens. Over tea or coffee, you'll be able to learn more. The doors open at 9 a.m. and will close at 8 p.m. Telephone 822 9503 and leave your name and address to book a place. Or for more information, write to Stephen Baker at the college. Why not come along and meet us? It could change your life.
That is the end of the Entry 3 listening task.
This is the Level 1 listening task. Listen and answer the questions. You will hear the text twice. Now look at the questions on your paper. Listen to this and answer the questions.
You're listening to Chesham Radio on 207.6. Welcome back. You're listening to Chesham Today, the current affairs programme for Chesham and the surrounding area. Today we have the director of Chesham Community Centre, John Rankin, to tell us what developments are taking place there. Welcome to the programme, John.
Thank you. Hello.
I'm sure our listeners will be interested in the new plans, John. So what exactly can we hope to see?
Well, the first thing we're developing is the main hall that we have at the moment. Then we're also planning to have a smaller hall, which we'll use as an arts centre. And we're having a cafe area in there too.
When you say arts centre, what do you mean?
Well, local artists can have exhibitions and so on. And smaller groups, like the Tai Chi group, can meet in there, and that type of thing.
Right, and...
Yes, and we hope that local bands will want to rehearse and play in there.
Hmm.
Then there's the main hall. That could be used for large meetings or even for theatrical productions. At the moment, we have a youth club meeting there.
In the main hall?
That's right. But we want to improve the facilities. So we hope to have sports equipment, mats and nets and things like that. And the whole hall is going to be refloored.
OK, so it sounds like the facilities will be much improved. What about community help? What will be available for people just dropping in?
Well, we've been talking about this for a long time, and we've decided to make several improvements. The nursery has been doing well, but we want to give it more funding.
I see.
But we also want to have an advice centre where people can get some free legal advice and help with applying for a job or filling in forms. And linked with that is going to be a cultural help desk where people from other countries can get help if they've just moved into the area. Help with choosing a school, translation, finding a GP, all the basics.
Right.
And also help just making friends in the community and learning about what can be a pretty different culture from where they've come from.
Well, good luck with the plans, John, and thank you very much for coming in to speak to us.
No problem. Thank you for having me. Now, listen again and check your answers.
You're listening to Chesham Radio on 207.6. Welcome back. You're listening to Chesham Today, the current affairs programme for Chesham and the surrounding area. Today we have the director of Chesham Community Centre, John Rankin, to tell us what developments are taking place there. Welcome to the programme, John.
Thank you. Hello.
I'm sure our listeners will be interested in the new plans, John. So what exactly can we hope to see?
Well, the first thing we're developing is the main hall that we have at the moment. Then we're also planning to have a smaller hall, which we'll use as an arts centre. And we're having a cafe area in there too.
When you say arts centre, what do you mean?
Well, local artists can have exhibitions and so on. And smaller groups, like the Tai Chi group, can meet in there, and that type of thing.
Right, and...
Yes, and we hope that local bands will want to rehearse and play in there.
Hmm.
Then there's the main hall. That could be used for large meetings or even for theatrical productions. At the moment, we have a youth club meeting there.
In the main hall?
That's right. But we want to improve the facilities. So we hope to have sports equipment, mats and nets and things like that. And the whole hall is going to be refloored.
OK, so it sounds like the facilities will be much improved. What about community help? What will be available for people just dropping in?
Well, we've been talking about this for a long time, and we've decided to make several improvements. The nursery has been doing well, but we want to give it more funding.
I see.
But we also want to have an advice centre where people can get some free legal advice and help with applying for a job or filling in forms. And linked with that is going to be a cultural help desk where people from other countries can get help if they've just moved into the area. Help with choosing a school, translation, finding a GP, all the basics.
Right.
And also, help just making friends in the community and learning about what can be a pretty different culture from where they've come from.
Well, good luck with the plans, John. And thank you very much for coming in to speak to us.
No problem. Thank you for having me. That is the end of the Level 1 listening task.
This is the Level 2 listening task. Listen and answer the questions. You will hear the text twice. Now look at the questions on your paper. Listen to this and answer the questions. Good afternoon. How can I help you?
Hello. I'd like to find out about holidays to Aquaworld.
Right. There's actually two Aquaworlds now. One in Spain and...
The USA. The one in the USA. We were told the one in Spain isn't as good. Some friends of ours went there last year.
Right.
They didn't have a good time, really. Their train was delayed, the hotel lost their reservation.
Well, I'm sorry to hear all that. Now, if I could just find out...
They got food poisoning. Sorry, yes?
What exactly were you looking for?
I'm not sure at all, really. Presumably, there's lots of packages?
That's right, yes. Several tour operators do packages to California, including Aquaworld's own agency. The cheapest option is to go for an all-inclusive deal.
Probably that, then. We're on a budget.
Basically, there are three main companies. California Sun, Aqua Adventures, and Aqua Experience. They are all IATA bonded, so that means everything is guaranteed, should anything go wrong. Not that it should, of course.
Unless you're Dave and Lorna.
Sorry?
Our friends that went to Spain.
Oh, right, yes. Well, as you can see, all these operators do fly-drive packages, accommodation-only packages, and fully inclusive packages, as well as one or two sort of tailor-made deals, which tend to be a bit more expensive.
As I said, we are on a bit of a tight budget, actually.
OK, so you'd probably be looking at one of the all-inclusive packages. These include return flights, airport taxes, all accommodation, and entry to the underwater worlds. Can I ask when you're thinking of going?
Well, it would have to be in the school holidays. We were thinking the first 2 weeks in August.
Is it just for yourselves?
No, no. There'll be, let's see, four adults plus six children.
What ages are the kids?
Well, 8 and 10, and 9, 13, 15 and 17.
OK, let's just put these details on the computer. I'm trying Aqua Experience first. They tend to be a bit cheaper than the other two.
Good.
Although I'm not sure, looking at this, that we're going to be so lucky on those dates.
What about the others?
I'll try California Sun next. They do the fly-drive packages, as well as the all-inclusive. Ah, here we are. It looks as if they've got places around that time of year. Let me see. Yes, four adults and six children.
Fantastic. How much would it cost?
For your group, with the two older children coming in as adults at full cost, for 2 weeks, first 2 weeks in August half-board... We're looking at £5,650, not including insurance.
What? Nearly £6,000?
There is an early booking discount on this company's holidays, if you can pay the deposit before the end of February. It would save you quite a bit.
How much discount?
On looking at this particular type of holiday, it's 15%. That means on this particular deal, you're looking at saving in the region of £940, which is pretty good.
It's okay, isn't it? Let me think, though. Can we really afford it? Oh, if we don't do it this year, I suppose we never will. The kids will be just too old for this sort of thing. How much deposit do we need to pay?
On this size of deal, we'd only be asking you for 5%.
5%. And then? What about the rest?
The balance and insurance is due not later than 4 weeks prior to departure.
So that gives us a good few months to get saving, then. Let's do it, eh? I reckon it's now or never. Let's work out the details, shall we?
Certainly. I'll just get some booking forms, and we'll get started. Are you going to pay the deposit today?
Do you take Visa?
Certainly.
Okay, then. I'll pay today.
Now listen again and check your answers. Good afternoon. How can I help you?
Hello. I'd like to find out about holidays to Aquaworld.
Right. There's actually two Aquaworlds now. One in Spain and...
The USA. The one in the USA. We were told the one in Spain isn't as good. Some friends of ours went there last year.
Right.
They didn't have a good time, really. Their train was delayed, the hotel lost their reservation.
Well, I'm sorry to hear all that. Now, if I could just find
out... They got food poisoning. Sorry, yes?
What exactly were you looking for?
I'm not sure at all, really. Presumably, there's lots of packages?
That's right, yes. Several tour operators do packages to California, including Aquaworld's own agency. The cheapest option is to go for an all-inclusive deal.
Probably that, then. We're on a budget.
Basically, there are three main companies. California Sun, Aqua Adventures, and Aqua Experience. They are all IATA bonded, so that means everything is guaranteed, should anything go wrong. Not that it should, of course.
Unless you're Dave and Lorna.
Sorry?
Our friends that went to Spain.
Oh, right, yes. Well, as you can see, all these operators do fly-drive packages, accommodation-only packages, and fully inclusive packages, as well as one or two sort of tailor-made deals, which tend to be a bit more expensive.
As I said, we are on a bit of a tight budget, actually.
Okay, so you'd probably be looking at one of the all-inclusive packages. These include return flights, airport taxes, all accommodation, and entry to the underwater worlds. Can I ask when you're thinking of going?
Well, it would have to be in the school holidays. We were thinking the first 2 weeks in August.
Is it just for yourselves?
No, no. There'll be, let's see, 4 adults plus 6 children.
What ages are the kids?
Well, 8 and 10, and 9, 13, 15 and 17.
OK. Let's just put these details on the computer. I'm trying Aqua Experience first. They tend to be a bit cheaper than the other two.
Good.
Although I'm not sure looking at this that we're going to be so lucky on those dates.
What about the others?
I'll try California Sun next. They do the fly-drive packages, as well as the all-inclusive. Ah, here we are. It looks as if they've got places around that time of year. Let me see. Yes, 4 adults and 6 children.
Fantastic. How much would it cost?
For your group, with the 2 older children coming in as adults at full cost, for 2 weeks, first 2 weeks in August half board, we're looking at £5,650, not including insurance.
What? Nearly 6 grand?
There is an early booking discount on this company's holidays, if you can pay the deposit before the end of February. It would save you quite a bit.
How much discount?
On looking at this particular type of holiday, it's 15%. That means on this particular deal, you're looking at saving in the region of £940, which is pretty good.
It's okay, isn't it? Let me think, though, can we really afford it? Oh, if we don't do it this year, I suppose we never will. The kids will be just too old for this sort of thing. How much deposit do we need to pay?
On this size of deal, we'd only be asking you for 5%.
5%? And then... what about the rest?
The balance and insurance is due not later than 4 weeks prior to departure.
So that gives us a good few months to get saving, then. Oh, let's do it, eh? I reckon it's now or never. Let's work out the details, shall we?
Certainly. I'll just get some booking forms, and we'll get started. Are you going to pay the deposit today?
Do you take Visa?
Certainly.
Okay, then. I'll pay today.
That is the end of the Level 2 listening task.